a show from Radio. We are a group of stations bringing you and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Decided that we'll start with the question, how shall we start? But we didn't know how to start.
You're listening to excerpts of Fieldfest. Fieldfest is a festival focusing on the use of field recordings in the arts, organised by QO2 as the official launch of their Sounds of Europe platform. Fieldfest presents an up-to-date sampling of artistic use of field recording, discovering the ocean of sound through the ear of the artist.
Someone says, well, who wants to listen to that? You know, well, have a listen and see, I would say, and see if you find it interesting.
Noise. Machine failure. Contact mic recordings. Radio statics and larger scale field recordings. Every available sound is examined, tried out, deformed or kept intact, and assembled to take part in an improvised counterfeit soundscape. Every sound fragment is a ready-made, a living object with a complexity that is impossible to simulate. It is a fantasy, a truth lying somewhere between a lie and a fiction.
So I've found this kettle, and I've stuck two contact microphones to the side of the kettle to see if we can record some interesting things happening within it as it boils. So I'll put the headphones on and have a listen. The term field recording, my understanding of the way the term has been used is that it originated maybe back in the early 20th century, to denote recording that took place outside of a controlled studio environment. Whereas with modern equipment now, with the portability of modern equipment, the way I view things is that the entire world can be a studio. You can work in many different environments and work with the sounds of the world, and even the sounds of the entire cosmos if you have the right equipment. So, yeah, field recordist, or just a, I think just a recordist. I think a very important part of human experience is to explore and discover new things and new ways of understanding the world around us. And for me, the avenue I've chosen, or the avenue that found me, maybe, was looking at these very tiny sounds within different things and in a way expanding my consciousness without using drugs, but using electronic equipment and amplification to discover things that were new to me and maybe new to many other people as well.
I like the tire tracks, the tires on the street. It's a little dusty, a little gritty, and it rumbles. It's got a rhythm and cobbled, and a sort of an interesting texture in that sound. Cars going past us just over there. It's a nice sound.
There are some people who actually love traffic noise. There's always somebody who likes a sound, one sound, and somebody who dislikes exactly the same sound. So everybody is different.
That is just noise and they don't understand.
To me, that means that you can never create a soundscape which everybody will like. You're wasting your time to try and do that. So what would be important is to create a varied soundscape. Unfortunately, the way that the world is going at the moment is that soundscapes, along with many other things, are becoming more the same all over the world. Globalisation is taking place in many areas, and the soundscape is becoming globalised as well. You hear the same cars and planes and mobile phones all over the world. And that's making things less variable. That's why I keep talking about variety in what we hear. So one particular lesson could be that if you have a mobile phone, please personalise your ringtone. At least it's not the same as the next person's.
I don't have the memory. My mother is telling me this story. I was like 1 year old and she put me next to the washing machine. And after a while, I was trying to imitate with my mouth the sound of the washing machine. I guess that was my first concert and composition, and I don't see that, I don't really feel I'm doing anything different right now. I'm still the baby that, you know, makes the washing machine sound with his mouth.
Why I make field recordings? I guess it's all about, you know, chasing the sounds. Exciting for me throughout my life.
Recording is not just the sound of, for instance, a particular place or a particular object, but it's also about capturing a shape or a rhythm that's longer. It's almost like if you make a recording, and when you work with it again, you're almost reading the recording as if it was a musical score.
Recently I had a similar but completely different experience, which was recording an electrical power station. It was a kind of a misty, humid day. I was just walking past the power station with a very directional microphone, and I didn't know what I was going to record, or even if there was anything there that was interesting. And suddenly I started to listen to the drones of the generators and the transformers, and I started to realize that I was hearing electrical discharges as well. So you were hearing this kind of crackling mixed in, and that just by moving the microphone a tiny bit, I could focus on this thing. And I must have spent like 20 minutes just standing there with this really strange device, kind of doing this. And then, of course, this security guard appears out of nowhere and asks me what I'm doing, because he thought we were from Greenpeace and we wanted to shut down the coal power station, because it's obviously a dirty power station, you know, which was kind of really funny, you know. I took the headphones off and listened, I couldn't hear what I was hearing through the microphone. So sometimes it's like using this lens to focus into the world. And those moments are the things you really remember, I think, and the things you go back to. You start recording something and suddenly something happens which you didn't expect, and you get this incredible sense of wonder almost, that like the world is giving you this present. It's like you're getting a present.
You know, listening is an art in itself, but it's not necessarily a piece of art. You see what I mean? It's not a precious object that belongs to one person. It's this idea of reopening our ears to all the things that are around us.
To feel this also a way of being.
And the what?
The field.
Uh-huh.
Le prix, the field is also a way of being.
Find solutions most of the time, disregarding how much problems are interesting.
Place. Wonderful and magical time, place, space, things, time, things, place, space. The problem with festivals, especially when you get towards the end of them, is that too many late nights, too much booze, early morning, too much caffeine.
Exhausted.
Not enough thinking going on.
My ears are buzzing.
This totally screws you up.
I feel like I was in a Motorhead concert.
Jesus.
It was really nice.
Another thought I had before, forget that you mentioned it, this connection between field recordists or maybe environmental recordists and the landscape. So with the new landscape artists. Ultra-modern landscape artists.
Staircases, and it was just when we were chatting, you mentioned that this is like speed dating. Somebody says, you know, are you single? And it's like, yeah, I record staircases. It makes perfect sense. Of course, I record staircases.
Now the time is getting shorter. I'd be glad to make you listen what I call context portraits, when I gather several field recordings of one place, and I try to rebuild a form of context. What was going on here? What that was so exciting? I can just give one example with the bridge in Lyon, which is a beautiful bridge. It's a tunnel for the tram, the metro. So it's really big, and I wondered why for years. And suddenly I realized the bridge have beautiful I don't know the name, the barrier on the side to avoid you to fall in the river, all in metal and quite resonant. And I did a lot of recording of different places of this barrier, and also some what's going on in the air with the car passing by, because the car passing by, I'm creating a strong resonance inside the body of the bridge, and so you have this metal structure resonating like a field of bells, and I think it was so beautiful.
It's all about having fun. Having fun is actually enjoying something, you know, feeling that there's something happening in your soul, or you're getting in a new level of what you didn't expect to get. I think that also requires a little more loose mentality and, you know, the way to approach things. It's simple and straightforward, indeed. It's not about beautiful sounds in art. It's not at all beautiful sounds in art. It's not realism we're chasing after in art. It's not at all realism. We need the spiritual. We need the mystical. The myth. Not realism. The spiritual. The mystical. The myth. The structure leads to some levels of spirituality, of not realism, time, something beyond, the unknown, the other, something beyond, anything else, something beyond, the conscious level, something beyond, our smell, something beyond, the unempty space, something beyond, the unknown, something beyond, the other, something beyond, the washing machine, something beyond, my mouth.
One of my strongest memories of Fieldfest is the Saturday afternoon when Manfred Werder invited the audience to leave the concert space, go outside to stand or sit on the nearby roof, and just listen to the sounds of Brussels as they happened. It was a lovely day. The sun was shining, the autumn sky a deepening blue. An occasional wind touched one's face and the air was very clear. The Brussels soundscape held my attention for the whole period. I remember trams rumbling in the distance, a particularly musical combination of car horns, sparrow chirps and coloured flags softly fluttering on another roof several blocks away. The close sounds were always tiny and quiet. An audience member disturbed a piece of gravel or brushed some clothing. A bee from the rooftop hives passed by. It was very contemplative, very pleasant, and a gentle reminder that however good our field recordings, they will never capture the full experience of listening to the real soundscape.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.